Hello all my friends, welcome back to another episode by Geeta Shloka. I'm your host Shayan Majumdar, presenting before you another podcast on Geeta Shloka. As I have mentioned in the last episode, T Group Shloka Season 2, that there is Srimad Bhagavatam with having like many cantos, preferably 12 cantos. So in this booklet or the page I'm referring from, the shlokas will be coming from canto 9, canto 10, and another type of text is there, that is CC Madhya. So I'm not sure about that, but from there will be a small line. Okay, so Srimad Bhagavatam basically canto 9 and canto 10 will come. I'll be telling the translations for none or for D groups. Till then, Hare Krishna. Ninth canto, 4th chapter, 68 shloka. Sadhavo hridayam mahyam sadhunam hridayam tvaham matanyatena jananti navam tevyo manakapi. Translation: the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always within the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. 10th canto, 1st chapter, 13th shloka. Naishati dushaha kshunmam tyakto dammapi badhate pibantam tvam mukham bhoja chuttam harikathamritam. Translation: none. Because of my woe on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet because I am drinking the nectar topics of Lord Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your worship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Tenth canto, 1st chapter, 16th shloka. Vasudeva katha prasna purusham strin punatihi vaktaram prachakam shrotams.
The Ganges emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu purifies the three worlds, the upper, the middle, and the lower planetary systems. Similarly, when one asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudeva or Krishna, three varieties of men are purified: the speaker or preacher, he who inquires, and the people in general who listen. Shloka translation F group.
Canto, 2nd chapter, 36 shloka. Nanama rupe gunajanma karma bhir nirupitavye tavatasya sakshinaha mano vachobhyam anumeyavatmano deva kriyayam pratiyantithapihi. Translation: O Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Your name, form and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. 10th canto, 8th chapter, 13th shloka. Asan varnastrayo yasya grahnato nuyugam tanuhu shuklo raktasthitha pita idanim krishna tam gataha. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow, and now he appeared in a blackish color. In another Dwapar Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramachandra in the color of Asuka or a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna.
10th canto, 9th chapter, 21st shloka. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopika suta jnaninam chatma bhudanam yatha bhakti matamiha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yasoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Translation: none.